The mercy and peace of the Eternal be on all today. I am Jackson, a member of the Congregation of Elohim, and will present in two parts the message that the first reality is the Elohim, or the power over all. The first reality is the Elohim, the power over all. It is a 10-point teaching. In part one, I will cover points 1 through 5, and in the other recording, we'll cover parts 6 through 10 and the conclusion. So let's begin. The first reality is the Elohim power over all existence. Many live and die without ever taking the time to know for sure how the universe and all it contains, including us, came into being. As some would agree, that is a sad situation. Yet if we think about it carefully and without bias, we would agree that everything we can choose to see, hear, or feel must have had a beginning. Furthermore, if we consider thoroughly, we would conclude that anything we can choose to experience must have come from a primal source, and that was the first thing or reality ever to exist. No matter how we try to avoid that conclusion, if we scrupulously and logically think it through, we will realize it is the only sound answer that agrees with such realities as life, the universe, and existence. As do many of you, I wanted to have an absolute assurance of why and where the universe and existence came into being. I have been reading the Bible for years and could not fully grasp what it was communicating. To make matters worse, much of what I've heard from quote-unquote churches confused the matter, as much of it did not agree with the Bible and the realities of the observable universe. Likewise, turning to conventional science was of no help. It proposes the universe started from a Big Bang. However, it does not tell us the origin and source of energy that could cause such an explosion. Besides, it is in reality only a theory proposed by human beings who weren't there. I wonder how anyone can sincerely say that that theory is factual when there are so many observable phenomena all around us that's right in our backyard, so to say, that science cannot explain. Anyway, in the fall of 2011, during or just after the Feast of Tabernacles, I became so disappointed by what was going on in the churches, not to mention the world, that I felt so alone and discouraged. On one of those days, I humbly kneeled and asked as sincerely as I could the one many call God to make me really understand and know Him factually. I was feeling so disappointed and alone that nothing but the truth would do. With all the terrible harm and problems caused by man-made religion and unempirical science, I did not want their contradicting and faith-destroying theologies or theories. I needed and wanted only the truth, so I could know for sure that there is a creator to trust and live for. In the hours, days, and weeks to follow the fall of 2011, I came to understand and know in certainty that there is a first or alpha reality that is the very first reality ever to exist. Yes, this means before time, space, and everything within space. Within a period of about 3 years, from the fall of 2011 to the spring of 2014, I came to know in certainty that the Alpha existence is the source and eternal power over all realities, known and unknown. For the first time in my life, I was beginning to believe in the first reality by logical and sincere meditation without any human input. This happened through earnest prayer. The following is a summary of my meditation on some fundamental characteristics of Elohim, the Alpha existence, along with scriptural references which assert the characteristics. Let's look at point one, which is the meditation. Okay? So in my meditation, I realized the Alpha existence was absolutely the first reality and was always and has always existed. The first existence could not be, and here's the meditation, the first existence could not be the first to exist if it had a beginning. If it had a beginning, that would mean it came to exist from something else that was there before it. Anything with a beginning cannot be the first reality. If it has a beginning, it must have begun from some prior source. So the Alpha existence must be that which is before space, energy, matter, and all alterable reality, without ever having a beginning. The following are scriptural affirmations of this fact. Eternal, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or you formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are Elohim. That's Psalms 90, verses 1 through 2. A second one. Your throne is established from of old. You are from everlasting. That's Psalms 93, verse 2. Yet another one. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children. That's Psalms 103, verse 17. Let me repeat that. Psalms 103, verse 17. And when these are all found in the Tanakh, let's look at one New Testament scripture that reads, known to Elohim from eternity are all his works. That's in Acts 15, verses 18. So these four verses clearly state that the Elohim always existed without a beginning. Let's move on to point number two. The Alpha was completely solo before the creation. Since the Alpha existence is absolutely before all reality, then at some point the Alpha was completely alone. If there was something else that was with the Alpha, then the Alpha could not be the first reality. This is so, since the simultaneous existence of another entity would mean there would be a third distinct other reality that separated the two. If there were no other third reality that distinguished the two, then there would be only one, not two. Clearly, a reality could not be the first if another entity always existed simultaneously with it. Such a conclusion would void the concept of a first existence. Furthermore, this condition would either cause the two realities to be subject to that third reality which differentiates them, or all three would be dependent on some other greater source. Thus, since there undeniably is a first reality, it must have existed completely alone at some point. Here are some references from the scriptures attributing this to the Alpha. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Eternal of Hosts, I am the first, I am the last. Besides me, there is no Elohim. And who can proclaim as I do? Then let him declare it and set it in order before me, since I appointed the ancient people. And the things that are coming and shall come, let them show these to them. Do not fear nor be afraid. Have I not told you from that time and declared it? You are my witnesses. Is there an Elohim besides me? Indeed, there is no other rock. I know not one. That's found in the prophet Isaiah chapter 44, verses 6 through 8. Let's look another one. At another one, says, thus says the Eternal, your Redeemer, and He who formed you from the womb, I am the Eternal who makes all things, who stretches out the heavens all alone, who spreads abroad the earth by myself. That's in Isaiah chapter 44, verse 24. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true Elohim, and Yeshua Messiah, whom you have sent. That's a New Testament text found in John chapter 17, verses 3. Let's look at a third point or meditation. Third meditation, or third point. The Alpha is endless in magnitude, size, endless in size. Since the Alpha always existed and was once absolutely alone, it then must be of infinite magnitude in all possible dimensions. It must be the case for the first existence. If it is not infinite in size, then it would exist inside or next to something else. That would mean there would be another reality other than the one ascribed as the Alpha. Again, there must be a first reality. So the first existence must be endless in magnitude with no limits in size and could not have anything outside of it. The following scripture reference depict the Creator as being limitless in enormity. But will Elohim indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain thee. How much less this house that I have built? That's in 1 Kings 8, verses 27. So this verse implies that the Alpha is more vast than all of space, and in fact is infinite in dimensions. Let's look at the fourth meditation, or the fourth point. That is, the Alpha is everlasting, can never end. Since the Alpha is in fact the first reality, this entity cannot possibly end. Think about it. How can reality end? If we could eliminate everything, the earth, sky, the whole universe, whatever results from that would still be reality, a form of being. Reality, or I should say the first reality, simply cannot end. So the Alpha existence cannot stop existing, but is eternal, having no beginning and no end. The scriptures, as the following excerpts show, describes the Creator as being not only immortal, but eternal. Abraham planted a tamarisk tree at Beersheba, and there he called on the name of the Eternal, the Everlasting Elohim. Genesis 21, verse 23. The Eternal Elohim is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Deuteronomy 33, verse 27. Another one reads, Eternal, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or you formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are Elohim. Psalms 90, verses 1 through 2. Again, Psalms 90, verses 1 to 2. Let's look at another point. Another scripture. It reads, Do you not know? Have you not heard? the everlasting Elohim, the eternal, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired. His understanding is inscrutable. That's Isaiah 40, verse 28. Another text reads, but the eternal is the true Elohim. He is the living Elohim and an everlasting King. That's found in Jeremiah 10, verse 10. Two more scriptures. And these are from the New Testament. Reading into the context, we read, but now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting Elohim, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. That's found in Romans 16, verse 26. One more New Testament text is, now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only Elohim, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. That's found in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 17. Now let's look at our fifth point. Which is the fifth meditation, which was my fifth meditation. The Alpha is the source and venue of all subsequent realities. All existence came into being inside the eternal Alpha. Some realities, such as space, energy, matter, the entire universe, and all it contains, came into being by the Alpha. Some things were created by the Alpha directly, while others were permitted by the Alpha to come into being indirectly by activity of the creation. Since the Alpha is endless in size, all changeable realities, living and non-living, fulfill their cycle of being by resources contained in the Alpha. Whether direct or indirect, the universe and all of space and reality reside within the Alpha. The scriptures accurately make this point as follows. Okay, so this was the meditation that came into my mind as I was praying. So now here are the verses from the scriptures which attest to this in context. Let's see the first one. We read, in the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. That's Genesis 1, verse 1. Another Torah text says, you, even you, are eternal alone. You made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their host, the earth and all things that are therein, the seas and all that is therein, and you preserve them all, and the host of heaven worship you. That's from the prophet Nehemiah, chapter 9, verse 6. Another text from the Tanakh reads, for all the gods of the nations are idols, but the eternal made the heavens. Psalms 96, verse 5. Another text reads, where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the dawn, if I dwell in the remotest part of the sea, even there your hand will lead me, and your right hand will lay hold of me. Found in Psalms 139, verses 7 through 10. Let's look at some New Testament text to conclude this part. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. That's John chapter 1, verses 3. Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 3. Let's look at another New Testament text. The Elohim who made the world and all things in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands. For in him we live and move and exist. Very clear testimony by the Apostle Paul, as recorded in Acts chapter 17, verses 24 and 28. Let's see it again. For in him we live and move and exist. And the last New Testament text here for this portion, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself and in the dispensation of the fullness of the times, he might gather together in one all things in Messiah, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, in him. Ephesians 1, verses 9 through 10. So this concludes our the first part of points or meditations 1 through 5. And in this part, what did we see? We saw the first meditation, that the Alpha existence was absolutely the first reality and has always existed. Secondly, we saw the Alpha was completely alone or solo before the creation. Thirdly, we saw the Alpha is endless in magnitude, that is, size, endless in size. And five, the Alpha is the source and venue of all subsequent realities. All things are in him, literally. So we conclude this. So thank you for listening, and we hope you will take the time to listen to part five, and especially take time to meditate and understand these amazing concepts and characteristics of our one true Elohim, the power over all, creator of all, whose name alone is the was, is, and will be the eternal, as expressed in the Tetragrammaton, Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for listening.